Hey, Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Je ne sais quoi. And welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Test Premium Podcast. I'm your host, Rod. And as always, I am joined by my co-host with the Comos. This my man, Jay Trizzle.
And tradition of black people, with the last day being Black History Month, we starting a little late.
Yeah, we started a little late, you know, because we like to keep it black. Should have been here at 2:30, you know, but apparently 3:15 is the new time.
Right, what the fuck was y'all thinking? This is Black History Month.
Yeah, well, y'all should have known.
Now, next month?
Yeah, sure be on time, for the most part. We can't start the show without playing the song, so let's go ahead and get right into it.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about dry hump of positive traits.
Give a pound into a feelings. Make a south mouth celebrate.
Eat tired,
are you listening?
We're not talking just the tipping.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're talking about
balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love.
I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
All right, guys. So let's get into this. A lot of news happened this week. Well, not really a lot, but we're going to make it seem like a lot. First of all, got to give a shout out to Dean Smith. It's his birthday. Not even sure Dean is all there anymore when they rolled him out, to the court, but, appreciate all the contributions he gave to, my favorite school in basketball. And of course, that's North Carolina. So shout out to Dean. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bro. Props to all you do for the state of North Carolina.
Zach, you brought us a lot, man.
And you know what though, if he had more sex, he might, he might retain his, slow down his dementia.
He might have, I don't know. Of course, Carolina beat NC State in a thrilling, overtime win. Which means like Carolina has beaten like, how many teams is this in a row? Like this is like 10 to 12 games or some
man,
shit.
Y'all balling.
Something crazy like
they're not putting y'all back on the rankings though.
I noticed. But did you know what else I noticed, man, was how many North Carolina fans was celebrating the win, giving props to Paige, giving props to you know, the team, you know, all this stuff. But they ain't want to give props to Roy. Like what did Roy gotta do, man? Like he turned it around.
And hey, man, just nobody likes Roy. And you don't know why. Well, you know why. It's because sometimes during games, it's like, why is Roy not coaching these boys up? Now, I know you say otherwise. You say coaching them up.
Clearly he is. Like, this is not this. It don't even seem like the same team. Like, from, like, they clearly are learning to play basketball
but is
compared
that,
to what they did to start the year.
Is that his efforts or just the team? They starting to hang out more. They starting to do more. They playing ball more. Like, is that the team doing
Nah, that? I think it's the coach. I think you can't. You can't do it without giving the coach credit. You know what I mean? I think a lot of coaches would have panicked, folded on their team, turned on them, at some point blamed them in the media and being like, see guys, it ain't my fault. You know, and cause a lot of coaches do that when shit doesn't go right. And, Roy was actually kind of quiet. Like he had that one time where they won, I think they beat two top five teams in like a week or something. And, he basically was like, see, y'all get off my back. Like they good. And then, he hadn't said shit since then, really, man. Like, I just think that people.
Cause I don't think it's him. It's not him.
I don't know, man. Like, what would make you think it was him, though? Like, you could say that about any coach.
Maybe after timeouts, which you say he doesn't use very well.
Well, he has been lately. Like, that's what's, it's crazy. Like,
is that him or the assistants? Did he do a Jason Kidd coaching move? Move one of the assistants down on the bench?
I don't know. Like I said, you can say that about any coach, but even if the assistant did it, he put the assistants in place to do it and gave him the authority to call it. So he still gets the credit. Like, I just hate how a lot of fans, and like other fans of other teams, I expect it, right? But I hate how Carolina fans shit on their own coach. They give him all the negative shit, but anything positive to happen with the team, it's like, oh, well, that's just a coincidence. Like,
maybe it's because
it can't work that way.
What was it, Kansas or Kentucky he came from?
It came from Kansas.
Yeah, maybe it's because he came from there to Carolina. Like, maybe that's why.
I don't know what it is, dude. Like, some people just really do not let that dude. Like I said, my timeline was full of just, great win. What a shot. Can't believe this. Paige has been playing on fire. So what about Takoto? Did you see it? A jumper today? He was shooting a J. I'm like, but you do realize, like, somebody got to tell, like, get you, set that shot up for you in practice. Somebody got to make you stay late and shoot jumpers. Somebody got to, you know, talk to Marcus, gotta talk to Paige and be like, hey, man, you leader now. I'm taking the handcuffs off. You shoot what you gotta shoot. We go what we do, how you do. Like, that's all coaching. But ain't nobody trying to get
I don't know the real had the conversation with them boys. I feel like them boys was like, look, man, coach plan's fucking up. We losing. We ain't ranked no more. We gotta get this how we live. We gotta do what we did to get recruited by Carolina and go out there and play our game.
I mean, it's your right to believe that, but I just find it convenient that every single scenario makes it seem like Roy Williams can't coach. And it's like, y'all do realize just because Roy Williams isn't Dean Smith doesn't mean he can't coach. He's just not as good as Dean Smith. Like, why can't we just have that? Because it's like Carolina fans ain't never going to be happy. As like, he outcoached Coach K. Everybody think Coach K the best coach in the fucking world.
I don't think he a great coach either.
Well, most people do, right? And then he outcoached him and people still like, yeah, man, you know, Roy just gonna fuck it up. Like, come on, man. Like, watch when we lose. It's gonna go back to, see, this was wrong with Roy. Roy ain't called that, he ain't called that timeout. It's like, man, this nigga coached the shit out of these boys.
I will say this though. He doing a hell of a lot better job than what I would be doing with these young boys.
Oh, that's the other thing. People ain't even considering how light-skinned this team is. And that is a huge factor in the reason that they're so unpredictable on the floor, man.
Nope.
Like, you get that many light-skinned dudes on the court at the same time, like, it's likely to start into a young R&B group doing 90s soul. And he didn't able to make this shit into a basketball team that's tough-nosed. They play inside. They stick together. They never turn on each other. Like, all the habits that's the opposite of light-skinned people, he's able to get them to do.
He recognized that stereotypes against black people really just isn't the move.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognized also that when he had a darker team, that wasn't working either.
Right. They was doing dark skin things, crimes, you know, gun right. possession, stuff like that. Showing up to practice late. Like, he was like, no, I'm going to get a bunch of light skinned dudes and I'm going to coach them down. You know, I'm going to coach them into being dark. So I got to give the man props, man. Like this, like, well, that team. That's the thing. As I'm watching the game, I'm still frustrated.
I was getting ready to say, all that being said, all the good intangibles that Carolina won the game, State gave you the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As I watch the game, I'm still frustrated because the Roy is obviously coaching around their flaws. Like, he's just figuring out lineups and attributes to certain players where he's like, all right, McAdoo, your ass just ain't never gonna truly want to bang inside. Like, you just never gonna just go straight up two hands to a nigga chest. It's just not gonna happen. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have them crash boards on the opposite side every time you turn around, because you're not gonna draw the foul, and when you do, you're not gonna hit the free throws. You know what I mean? But go ahead. You said State gave him the game. I agree.
Another victory where turnovers at the end of the game, just like against Syracuse, where if you just hold on to the ball and don't turn it over, you could actually win this game.
Yeah.
And I think they turned it over two or three times within the last 2 minutes. It's like, mm-hmm. you're not even – a turnover means you didn't even get an attempt at the basket.
And the refs tried to give y'all the game with that bullshit out of bounds.
He was knocked out
pick,
of bounds though.
Pick, man, that was such a bullshit call. Like, it was just, it was one of those, like, as I was watching, I was like, that's how, like, that's how y'all want the game to end? You know what I mean? Like, we calling that. It didn't even really, like, stop the dude at all. Like, I'm not even trying to say it wasn't a foul. I just thought it was the kind of foul you don't call
at the end of the,
at the end of a game. Like, you just go, man, come on, dog.
I know, and I agree with that because of the fact we argue LeBron not getting calls at the end of the game all the time. Was like, LeBron, you know, get that call at the end. Like, yeah. You literally have to knock him over. He has to knock you over, fall down blood to get them calls.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. I remember that was a big thing when people was like, when they, I remember we got that argument at the gym with all them people where they was like, but LeBron fouled KD on that layup. I was like, nigga, it's the end of the damn game in the finals. Like, everybody getting fouled. Shoot the fucking ball. But yeah, it was just such a, it was such a whack call. I was just like, man, we can't believe we, they, like, it was one of those, like, I can't believe we just lost over this bullshit, but they fucked up so many times. Like, they, like, they've been trying to give us the game the whole time. Yep. It's only fitting that they win the game somehow, cause this really wasn't, this don't feel like a victory we earned.
What's,
you know,
crazy is Warren is, you know, supposedly our best player. He always has the most turnovers every game. And then especially during crucial moments of the game, he is the one that turns the ball over the most. And considering as much as he touches the ball, he should have less turnovers towards the end of the game because he has a feel for the ball. You got a feel for the defenders. You know how they guard you. You know how the refs call in the game. And it's like, nah, these turnovers not acceptable.
I don't know what happened to NC State in general, man. Like, Leonard's put in the chat, they've lost 22 of the last 24 games to Carolina.
Oh, we always lose to Carolina and Duke.
But that's crazy.
It's always competitive games. That's the thing. Like, they never blowouts. Like, every now and then, like, once every 4 years, it's a blowout. But the rest of the games, they're always close.
It's just, man, it's just crazy to me because some years NC State will have it. You know what I mean? Well, it just has all the talent. They got the dudes hitting the good shots. The coaching isn't as bad. And then, like, the next year, same dudes could come back, same coach, and the shit would just be done. It'd be like, nope, we don't got it no more. That was last year.
Yeah, the best year we had was when we had, like, 2 years ago, we had, like, three or four juniors that were starters, and they all that came back for their junior year. Brown, somebody else. After that, they tried to go to the league. The other thing is we get the players that don't want to go to Carolina or Duke just because we're in the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
And we play them, and those games are always on TV.
Yeah, the thing is, it's going to be weird the next probably 4 or 5 years watching NC State kind of, unless they can really get it together, they're going to fall out of the rotation of top 3 to 5 teams in the ACC because they're bringing in these other teams from the Big East.
Bruh, I looked at these other games that was ACC teams. I was like, they in the ACC now? When did this happen? Like, I really need to. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I don't really watch college sports. I just only watch keep up with NC State.
Yeah, Syracuse is in there. Isn't UConn coming or like
Notre Dame?
Yeah, like, it's going to get really, really hard at the top. And teams that aren't, you know, like, if, like, the inconsistency of NC State might come back to bite them, man. But yeah, I see the slander in the chat room.
that's exactly what I'm typing up, though.
Yeah, Leon said, now, Justin, they want to go to UNC and Duke. They just don't get recruited, LOL.
Now see, you was LB.
Right.
Leonard.
Now you're Leon. Yeah. Leon Brothers, in the chat. going hard at Justin. And kicking a man while he's down.
And especially from him.
Right.
I know
you stuck up for him.
I know his loyalty is to Carolina. I know his loyalty is
to
Carolina.
But he
went to NC State.
Mm-hmm.
I think he even worked somewhere in the vicinity. I ain't gonna say definitely for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, bro. Come on.
But this is why I was telling you at the beginning of the show, when you tried to pull the light-skinned brother stick together and wouldn't let me change his nickname to Leon. I was like, he just going to stab you in the back? That's what they do. So anyway, man, Leon Brothers talking the most shit. You been watching the NFL Combine at all?
Nope. Just hearing the jokes.
Me neither. Here's the thing about the NFL Combine, dog. For a league that's worried about an incoming gay player, That's pretty much the gayest thing you can do. Bunch of dudes walking around in tights. Everybody's looking at their ass and shit. Yep. See, ass. Talk about how, what kind of physical specimen they are. Like, that's pretty, pretty slavey. Like, I don't really get into that shit. It's like, look at him. Look at his. He has a nice posterior, slow center of gravity. Like, what are we talking about here? About to start a Raining Men song?
Man, the NFL is so, sports in general, but especially NFL, they contradict themselves on every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to celebrate, but we want you to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to show emotion, show that rage out there in the field, but don't get too loud. Don't yell at anyone. don't keep it under control. And it's like, you can't, it's hard. I don't know anybody that can draw a line of anger. Like, I'm only going to get angry up to this certain point, but after that, I'm not going to show any further emotion.
Yeah, there's only one thing I really want to say, because I've been watching a lot of draft coverage, and nobody really been willing to say it, so I guess it's just going to have to be me. The reason Johnny Manziel is going up in the draft is because he's a white dude.
That's not new information, though. We said that back when he was came back. We said it when he was Heisman Trophy run up again.
I'm just saying they won't come out and say it. They keep saying stuff like, because Russell Wilson showed that you could win a Super Bowl. I'm like, Russell Wilson is really good and he don't make mistakes. But it wasn't like Russell Wilson. They just put they. It wasn't like Russell Wilson put up Peyton Manning numbers, Tom Brady numbers. He's just a flawless QB that don't make mistakes. Johnny, he will never beat his team. Put it that way. Johnny Manziel not that. That's not what Johnny Manziel do. Like, Johnny Manziel goes out there trying to make plays.
Yeah, you can't call him Brett Favre in one sentence and then the next say he's Russell Wilson.
Right. Can you even imagine a game where Russell Wilson don't throw the ball 20 times? I mean, where Johnny Manziel don't throw the ball 20 times.
Oh, he automatically out of run plays and only got tight ends out there on the field. He don't have no receivers. Like, it's straight tight ends, fullback, and running back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's an audible. We're going to do a pass play.
Yeah. So, you know, and they were talking about how athletic he was and shit. And I mean, that's cool. And how big his hands was, which, you know, cool, bro. Got some big hands. But, yeah, this dude white, cause all the shit that people was, the reason that Russell Wilson didn't go high in the draft is the exact same reasons this nigga shouldn't go high in the draft. It's the exact same reasons.
Yep. Remember, they even questioned Robert Griffin III, and the only thing that got him by was he's slightly taller.
Right.
Slightly, but they was like, oh, he didn't have the frame for the NFL.
Like, they moving him up ahead of people, ahead of Bridgewater.
Which we know is he is probably the best quarterback right now that I can think of.
Yeah, it's not even close.
That's going to the league.
Yeah, it's not even close.
So, and all that being said, will Texas get him though?
Man, fuck no. I wouldn't. Especially the way he's talking. If they don't draft me number one, they're going to regret it. Because somebody's going to draft me number three. Let's see.
Because they can't take Clowney. Because, what's the dude they did draft number one that was from NC State? They got all that money?
For Texas. Who? For Texas? Jesus,
yeah.
Texas got a quarterback from NC State?
No, it wasn't a quarterback. It was a defensive player.
Homie that went. He's in like Buffalo now.
Yeah, him. That guy. Yeah, that like nigga. He ruined it for guys like Clowney in theory to get that money. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't feel like, especially from Texas, I don't feel like they'll get him just based off of that.
But dude, could you imagine Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt in the same defense? Nigga.
Well, that's what we said about as Mario Williams. Appreciate the chat. But yeah, that's what we thought with Mario Williams. And
they were good with Mario Williams. And they ain't been, you know, nobody brought it up, but they ain't been shit without him.
We said it, but all they did was down him the entire time.
That's true.
They made it look like he was the problems of the defense.
I bet you they'll get Jadeveon Clowney now, dog. Like, I bet you they will. I know they looked at that team last year like, hey man, I ain't want to say nothing, but, we miss Mario. Like, this is bad.
The Panthers wouldn't admit it when they wouldn't re-sign Peppers.
Yeah, that's true. But didn't they draft like defensive ends or something like that?
Yeah, but it wasn't. They nothing like, with Julius Peppers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they admitting they wrong. Like you don't miss it till it's gone. Where you like, it's like when you got a good girl and she cook for you and she clean for you, but you know she not size 2. So you like, you know what, man? Fuck it. I'm gonna just let her go. Tired of this shit. And you try to get you a new chick and you come home and dinner's not cooked. The house ain't clean. Yep. And you got to do all this shit yourself. And all of a sudden you go, well, this next chick actually doesn't look as good as my old girl, but she cleans up and does all that. I'll take this. I need this in my life. And that's how I feel like they are when they get rid of some of these players where like you miss them. And it's like, okay, we can't get another Julius Peppers. That was one in a million, but we can get the next best thing, Jadeveon. And I think Jadeveon Clowney might, you know, have more impact than Williams did.
Yeah, because he seemed like his low center of gravity.
You know, it's posterior. It's posterior, so huge.
Because I have heard them comment even on the butt size of NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the hell does his butt size have to do with anything? But you know, to each his own. I'm not a scout.
I don't even know how people watch that shit. And then like you watching on TV and people be like, oh, that look like a pretty fast 4-point. That's about, oh, it's a 4.6. Oh, well, it looked faster than that. Like, I don't even know what that means. I'll just be looking at a bunch of niggas run 40 yards. Like, oh, he was running 40 yards just then.
Yeah. My thing is, can he understand scheme? Is he smart? Like, you know, that player IQ is so underrated, man.
What they need to do at the combine is like every fourth person should be just a regular person from a regular job. and then that way we can really see the comparison of like what fine specimens these athletes are.
Oh, yeah, that I could tell.
Yeah, compared to normal people. Cause if it was like, you know, Michael Sam runs a 4.9, 140, but then like, Leon from accounting runs a fucking 7.240 right afterwards. It's like, oh, that's still pretty fast. 4.9 ain't that bad. Like, I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, even in that when they lifting weights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, put them on that bench press and then put me on the bench press.
why did KT vet Vic $5? He couldn't bench press 225 last week after a game. And Vic did it twice.
Hey, you know, Vic got me with that too.
Yeah, Vic. I mean, that's the thing. Short dudes can bench press because they ain't got much room to like put the bar. They don't have to put the bar up that much.
Yep.
But he did it. He tried to get cocky, right? So he did it the first time and he got it pretty easy. Like it was pretty like a solid, you know, textbook bench. Then he tried to do it that second time to show off like this ain't shit. Man, his arms are shaking like a motherfucking dog.
He said he had been working out though. He did say.
Oh no, he has been.
So that's a silly bet when you know he been in the gym.
But he ain't been hitting 225 though. You know, he been working out probably like 155, 170 at the most. Like he ain't been maxing out. So, and then the reason this discussion started was cause Vic think, we was talking about, different people at the gym and Vic brought up, one of our associates, Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
And was like,
no disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect. We were just talking about different people. And he said some shit like, didn't Courtney fuck all them dudes? And I was like,
that's random as hell.
Vic, what does that have to do with this conversation? Like we was talking about like David Wesley, people we played basketball with against Blue Edwards, Baron Davis, Muggsy Bogues. This nigga brought up, we said Courtney. And then he was like, didn't she fuck all them dudes? And we was like, that's disrespectful. He was like, no, it's not, man. I was like, you wouldn't say that in front of her. He was like, yeah, I would. I was like, the fuck you would. You would not say that shit. I've been knowing you for years. You would not say that shit directly to Courtney. And if you did, she would whoop your ass. He was like, man, she would beat my ass. And me and KT was like, shit.
Yeah, I believe she'll whoop his ass.
She would whoop his ass, dog. And that's how we got on the, like, can you even bench 225? Like, you... Like, Courtney can put up 225, dog.
Right.
For a girl. She can put up 225 easy.
And let's backtrack a little to last week's conversation, too. Mm-hmm. You think Vic would actually fight her back?
Oh, Vic would, because Vic was sitting up there. Vic the kind of dude that'll be like, well, you know, if a woman spit on you, Ray Rice got the right idea. Like, he that kind of nigga.
He would fight back and get his ass whooped while fighting back.
Dog. I can already see him talking about, you better not come over here. And then she just started whooping his ass. Like Courtney, like, she nice, man. She'll be like, I just want to talk, Vic. I just want to talk. And then she put his ass in the headlock.
And the thing is, Courtney sounds like a friendly name. Mm-hmm. White girl, blonde hair. Seems harmless.
And Courtney will fuck you up.
But she will fuck you.
She's strong as shit. She don't even be trying to hurt you in basketball and she be strong. Like, you try to box out or something, she be like, ugh.
She the one female I don't want to check.
Yeah. She be always trying to check me. I'm like, Courtney, please.
Leah, come to the gym. I like checking Leah.
Yeah.
It's fun to check Leah. Now I don't want her shooting. I'll foul the shit out of her because Leah will bust your ass with the J. But Courtney will hurt you. That's a whole different.
Courtney gonna foul you and then act like why you call it. Cause she a girl.
With an elbow to your stomach.
Yeah. You like, why I call it? Cause I'm bleeding. Where's my tooth? Where's my tooth, Courtney? She was like, you gonna call that? Yes! I'm dying. Anyway, so I don't even know how we got on that. But yeah, the combine. Oh yeah, the weightlifting. They should just have a regular nigga do some weightlifting after like Jadeveon Clowney get off. Then you just have like, you know, Larry from the marketing department comes over, he does marketing for the Cleveland Browns. Like, you talk him up and everything, like, yeah, he weighs 175. Didn't play any sports in high school, but did pretty good last year in the marketing department. Sales were up by.
Yeah, and that has to be a requirement.
Yeah.
They didn't play any college level sports.
And like, he's going to try to lift 225. Oh, he can't get it once. All right. Well, move on to next question.
Why do they test how high NFL players can jump? And in particular, at ones that's not receivers or cornerbacks.
I don't get, like, the combine don't mean shit, really. I mean, you can play or you can't. Yep. Honestly, like, the measurables don't mean, there's people that got good measurables that never gonna be good in the NFL. There's dudes that got bad measurables that go on to be great. Like, what was Tom Brady's 40 time? You know? Like, I can't imagine it was too fast.
I imagine Peyton Manning tipping over. Cause his head, so, like, especially college body, Peyton Manning, he still got this huge ass head.
Yeah.
This extremely small body. I just imagine him tipping over after the 40.
Somebody said something like, Johnny Manziel's like, I'm not gonna throw. It's like, you're not gonna throw at the combine? It's the only fucking thing I wanna see. Fuck how fast you are and how high you jump, nigga. Throw the fucking football.
And if he doesn't throw the ball and he still drafted in the top,
right?
Nigga, I thought we not passed post racial yet.
Yeah, he white though, man. Dude, white people be riding that I'm gonna be white thing out hard.
And you should though.
I would.
You should, cause I would too.
Yeah,
I would end conversations with.
By the way, another thing about the Johnny Manziel thing that's fucking infuriating. If this nigga was black, all that off the field shit, are you serious? They acting like it didn't happen,
man.
They
was gonna fire the coach, not him.
Dude.
The coach was gonna lose his job, not Johnny Manziel get in trouble.
This shit is phenomenal, dude. If like Mike Vick had partied this hard in college, it would have been the number one story going into the combine. But what is he gonna say in his interview to justify all of his antics in the offseason? And he was like, and Gruden asked him about it, cause you know, they do a quarterback thing where they interview you.
Yep.
And Gruden was like, last year, you know, you had a lot of issues off the field. What would you say about that? Am I gonna have to worry about you if I draft you? And he was just like, you know, I was talking to my mom and, you know, she says, sometimes I just do too much. And, I just realized I gotta, you know, stop trying to do everything at the same time. I was like, that's it?
That's not even an answer.
Nigga, what does that mean? Why was you at every party? You was getting drunk. Well, you had a hangover.
You're not even 21.
You went to Peyton Manning's camp and didn't show up because you had a hangover. What? What is going on, man?
He ended it. Really, basically what he said was in the interview, you know I'm white, right? Why are you asking me these questions?
I wouldn't even draft him, dog, on some real shit. Like, he too, like, it's something about him now where I feel like he getting too much a pass for being white that he just gonna, if he not good in the NFL, he just gonna be like, hey, I'm white. What do you expect?
Right. And I want him to say that. Like, I would love for him to say that in an interview, and I wouldn't be like, you know how other people like, I can't believe he said that. No, I can't believe it. And I'm wondering what took him so long to say it.
Dude. Yeah. Like Leonard said, if it was Teddy Bridgewater, we wouldn't even be talking about Teddy. Be like, you think Teddy gonna get drafted? That's what we'll be saying.
Teddy who? Teddy from Brown right. Block.
Right. Teddy work over at AutoZone. You know, one year he was good. He was actually a quarterback. Yep. Went to too many parties.
They'll treat him like, that rap group that used to work at the mall here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Black Sheep.
Yeah. Dreads from Black Sheep.
Yeah. He'll get treated like Black Sheep.
Yeah.
What's that song they had?
The choice is yours.
You can get with this. You can get with that. You can get, I know y'all remember the old school cats. They work, you can see them cats working at the mall after a smash hit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You working at the mall, bro?
I'd be like, Drez, I like to order, something, but I don't know what I want. And he's like, you can order the Cinnabon, or you can order, Slushy.
At so Eastland Mall.
You can
too.
Get with this, or you can get with that.
At Eastland Mall.
Yeah. So you saying I can get with this, so I can get with that?
I'd rather you, get with this though, cause this is fresh. This, we get employee incentives if you get with this.
Where's the slushy? No, oh man. Anyway, the NFL is going to penalize the use of racial slur, cracker. No longer will people be able to say the word honky on the field or cracker. Or, cheese eater, any more terms, referring to white players.
Nothing y'all use on Guess the Race.
White people were getting way too out of control, calling each other different names, trying to say, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry, I read this wrong. Nigger.
Ghostface.
You won't be able to say nigger anymore. And it's a 15-yard penalty for nigger. Which, in the scheme of things, not that big a penalty.
And the other scheme of things, what about off the field use of the word?
Yeah. Cause what happens?
That seems to be a larger issue threatening to fight a pack of niggas.
Yeah, that's what's funny is they said that they will have it so that anybody who says it from the locker room, on the, like, in the media, they're going to be penalized as well. But it's like, well, you gonna start the game with a 15-yard penalty on kick because so and so said nigga in a press conference?
What if they do it? What if both teams are doing it? Do they nullify each other? Like if you and I are opposite teams and I'm like, what's up, my nigga? And you were like, my nigga Jay.
Yeah.
Like, does that offset? And then
when is Ed Hockley gonna have to say this out loud? 15-yard penalty on 94 for saying you know what he said, guys. Come on.
Yeah, he called me actually a white one of these.
The thing that they can say that we don't say, but it's 15 yards. You know, you guys know what I mean.
All that being said, I'm all for not using profanity at work.
Yeah, I don't know why so many niggas are against this, but it's really not a bad rule.
Yeah, all that being said, I think at work.
I think people mad because a white person is telling them not to say nigga at work. But it's like, white people tell everybody not to say nigga at work. Yeah, like, why? Who's mad about this? Like, and not to mention, like, little kids do look up to these niggas. Like, they have these little niggas out here talking about nigga all the time and shit, man.
You know what's crazy is this is the only setting I use the word nigga.
And then on the sideline of basketball court.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Rodden was using
bad influence. But yeah, but it's just such a, like, to me it's like a non-starter. Like, I don't know, like, one, I've never watched a football game and been like, wow, they sure are saying nigger. Like, not even once.
Yeah, but the other thing is though, is it all profanity or just, like, I mean, because can you still say, you know, they call people faggots all the time?
This is why people mad. Cause it, right now it's only the N word.
Oh, this rule needs a little tweaking, adjusting. But the NFL does things like this all the time. Even when they came out with instant replay, they only instant replay one part of the game, and everyone was like, "This is stupid. Yep. Why do instant replay if you're not gonna
celebration
instant replay
penalties?
Everything.
Remember celebration penalties?
Yep.
They were like, "Oh, we're gonna crack down." It turned out, long as you're not like grabbing your dick after a first yard catch, then it's fine.
Yep.
You can still spike the ball and spin it and all that shit as long as it's, you know, long as it's like, if you sack somebody, you still can do your sack dance. Like, it didn't change nothing.
Yeah, they just didn't want you pulling out weapons like mm-hmm. they did on the last Boy Scout. That's really what they were trying to avoid. Because when people started using props. And I blame that dude from the Saints that pulled out his phone with that whack-ass celebration. Yeah. And called his mama.
Steve Smith is still going to do a fucking first down, forearm fist pump celebration every time he catches a third and three catch. Every time, guys.
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't like it's
for mediocre catches. That
yeah, it'd be like first. It'd be third and three. He'll get right over the line and fall out of bounds, and then be like, "Oh yeah, woo!" It's like yeah, it's not a penalty, and there'll never be a nigger penalty. That's my bet. I was willing to bet there will never be a 15-yard penalty for the word nigger in the entire next season.
Imagine the refs discussing this in the huddle. You and I, refs, we huddle up. Did that nigga just say the nigga word?
Right. I actually think a ref did call somebody a nigga.
He was like, no, he didn't say the nigga word. Wait, and then the black ref with the two white refs saying, are you guys discussing if he said the nigga word right in front of me? You white niggas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a ref actually said nigga.
That black ref?
To a player.
I think it was a Washington Redskin he said it to, because the Redskin player threatened to like whoop his ass. Yeah,
it says here, Boma Carpe was called a nigger, alleges Oscar. Oh wait, that's a different type of sport. But no, it was somebody said a ref called him a nigger. Oh yeah, umpire suspended for racial slur against Redskins player. Apparently called him a nigger, man. So called him the N word. So yeah, I don't know why people mad, man. Like, don't say it. At work.
Yeah, at work. Y'all, pretend you at church. Yeah. Some of y'all N-words probably do cuss at church, though. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're a public person. I do think they should extend it to other shit. But if those aren't problems yet, then they won't address it. But hopefully at some point they'll pull up the other shit, too. So if it's people saying faggot, bitch, like, they should get all that shit out the game, to be quite honest.
And the thing is, the first time somebody says it to Michael Sam, and he gets a penalty for it, can he really justify it by saying, well, he called me a faggot and I got mad, and they're going to say, look, you being soft, suck it up?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because they use words like that consistently.
I just think all the black players should start calling each other Redskins. And then see what the NFL does about that. Like, oh, what's up, my Redskin? Shit, you know how we do it, Redskins. Man, we're about to kill these Redskins today. It's on. Like, that would be cool.
Yep, something. They need to do something.
You know, I was just talking to my Redskin the other day, man. He was like, Redskin, please.
My people, my people.
Yeah. A lobbyist is trying to ban gays from the NFL.
Is he in Arizona?
He's in, looks, D.C., Washington lobbyist Jack Berkman.
But is he from Arizona, maybe?
I don't know where this guy's from. Berkman serves as founder and president of his own lobbying firm, Berkman Associates. He has also worked as a counsel at law firm Holland & Knight in the 1990s. Served as a counsel to then Representative Rick Lazio, Republican New York. I don't know. Doesn't say where he's from, dog.
Because I can see Arizona. I can see him being from Arizona, but. Because, you know, they don't even want you to be able to come in certain restaurants.
He said, we are losing our decency as a nation. Imagine your son being forced to shower with a gay man. That's a horrifying prospect for any mom in the country. What in the world does this nation come to? First of all, everybody in the NFL is a grown-ass fucking adult.
Yep.
So ain't nobody being forced. No kids are being forced to shower with anybody. Second of all, I noticed that he's using that whole being gay is close to being a pedophile thing that people do, where it's like, well, imagine your kid being forced to shower with Michael Sam.
So you don't want him to go to church either.
Right. Just keep him, stay away from me. The gayness might hop off of you, hop on me. Now I'm sucking dicks. I can't help myself.
Damn it. Children can't do anything these days. They can't go to church. They can't play football.
Children gonna get the gay.
They can't eat ice cream, bananas, everything. Just damn it. You homophobics.
He said, if the NFL has no morals and no values, then Congress must find values for it.
Damn.
This is what's crazy. It's the NFL. When did the NFL start being about morals and values when it comes to anything other than the bottom line? I guarantee you that nigger shit wasn't because of no moral shit. They were just like, man, we don't want to get sued. We got white boys out here calling people niggers.
Like, that's really shit who that out of rule was for. That's really who that rule
yeah.
was
for. Yeah. The only two major nigger scandals in 2013 are Richie Incognito and Riley Cooper.
Yep. Yeah, that's really who that rule was for. And then one of them, they got out of the league.
Right. And of course, props to Riley Cooper for getting re-signed.
Yep.
I'm glad to have you back on the team, bro. Like, I thought they was going to go with Macklin and not you, but I'm glad that they went against the grain and kept you on the team.
Now,
man.
What's the running back for Philly? McCoy.
McCoy. Now you got to get his
agent,
money.
If his agent ain't up working, man, it's going to be bad for Philly next year because he ain't running shit.
Right.
He gonna pull that clowny. I'm trying to make sure I don't get injured.
Throw it to the white boy. That's what you're gonna say. All right, man, we're gonna run it up the middle real quick. Let's throw it to the white boy, man.
Nah, we not. He might take it up the middle, but he 1 yard game falling yeah. down.
You know what y'all wanna do? Just throw it to the white boy. They'll yep. be like, come on, man, just take it. I mean, you can give it to me if you want. But we won't make first down. Speaking of people that just need to lay it down, Raymond Felton.
Did he go to UNC? Did he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it, UNC and these
suppliers, man, gotta find a supplier. Somebody is running guns through the UNC program basketball players.
Man, if you get Harrison a job in the NBA, he will talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, Felton was arrested on gun charges in one of the three cities you don't want to have a gun. New York, D.C., and Chicago. Three places your ass really don't want to get caught with a gun. This nigga gets caught with a gun. But I still think he might get off with this. Because according to his ex-wife, that's who turned the gun in. She snitched on him. Her name is Ariane Raimondo Felton. And
say it one more time.
Ariane Raimondo Felton. Raimondo Felton.
He thought that was a good option. Damn it, Raymond.
And this is what happens too when a lot of these dudes get to the NBA. Like, he married this chick. She's fine, light skin, used to a certain level of treatment. You know how they do. And what does he do? Get up to New York and start cheating like shit. Like, not even trying to cover up his tracks, cheating all over the place, calling her all kinds of names, getting into arguments with her.
See, he should have been hanging out with Mello,
mm-hmm.
a family man, but instead he out there hanging out with Stoudemire.
Pulling, and she said he was pulling his gun on her. So, he like would wave it around, not pointed directly at her. But wave it around and shit whenever they got in arguments. I just saw that, breaking news, Black Sports Online. The Eagles and Jeremy Maclin agreed to one year deal. We're getting them all back.
But you need McCoy.
Yeah, he's gonna be there, but we're getting them all back. That's what I'm talking about. He would wave the gun around and shit, and she was like, I don't appreciate all this. So she waited till he left, took the gun and brought it up to the police station and said, this is gun. So they arrested him, charged him with second to third degree criminal possession of a firearm, which are felonies, and fourth degree possession of a firearm, which is a misdemeanor. Police said Felton was in possession of a gun he wasn't registered to own. So the thing is, she brought it up there. So, I mean, I don't know how they're going to prove necessarily that it was his. Or that he did anything she said he did with it. Yeah. Since they didn't really catch him with it, like, in his crib. But, I think...
It's the fact that it was in New York, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that still counts. I don't know.
Right.
But I think the fact that it was in New York... I put a picture of it. You got to pull it up on the screen.
Mm.
I put it in the queue, but...
All right.
I think the fact that it actually was in New York...
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, hey, this is the type of weapon it is. Here is the weapon. I didn't travel to go get it. It was in New York City. It's his gun.
That's a big ass gun. Too,
what you
man.
Gonna do?
Look at all these got cop killer bullets and shit. Damn.
I mean, I don't know. I personally wouldn't take my gun in New York. I saw Plaxico. I'm okay.
Yeah. But, damn. Look at that heat.
But it's a handgun. Bro, I know you move around a lot. You're in New York. He might have been a little nervous, a little scared.
Man, this is the problem though, man. This, like, nobody wants to break it down this way, but this is why y'all listen to Balls Deep Sports. This is the problem when you don't have hoe control.
Yep.
This is a man with very little hoe control, in over his head in the big city, trying to be a new man, cause he got new options. Now all of a sudden, the light skinned pretty filly that he was with, not light skinned enough for him. Not cute enough. He was doing good for himself. Everybody see him with his wife, they go, oh shit, good. Oh, he ain't Raymond? Not even married 2 years. Now look at him. Sitting up here like, dude, you a damn fool. And you know she not used to being treated like this. Light skinned women ain't used to having no guns in their face. She not from the projects.
Let's see where she from.
She from a different world. Okay? She's used to that Jasmine guy treatment.
I know her name says one thing.
Well, her name was Ariane Raimondo before this.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, she definitely, like you say, it's not like he didn't marry one of them chicks. If he slapped her in the face, they just gonna have a fight.
Right. She not used to this. House.
You know what I'm saying? He married one of them chicks that if he put hands on her, bro, she calling her mama, her daddy, she moving out. She calling 911.
She don't own no Mary J. Blige records. She don't listen to that Swill. She listen to Sade and shit when she's sad.
Yeah, she not even listening to anything probably black music related.
Right.
Like he probably when she in the car, he has no rap on. Right. You know what I'm saying? He on some Red Hot Chili Peppers, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is sad, man. I feel bad for Raymond, man. That's my dude. You know, I thought he was an underrated point guard. I thought he was what they needed. I enjoyed him when he was a Bobcat. But this wouldn't have happened in Charlotte. He wouldn't have been able to go out in town to get all these hoes.
Well, you know? he might would have. They might not would have talked.
I'm just saying, dog. In Charlotte, the town is a little smaller. And a dude like him would feel like, you know, I'm gonna get caught up. In New York, it's just big enough to make you think it's enough people here for me to do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, all I'm saying as far as like she not gonna talk, they not gonna talk is, like, you know, I'm sure he would stay far out in Ballantyne somewhere like that. You know, 40-minute ride from the game. Mm-hmm. Baby, I'm just gonna stay the night uptown tonight. It's a long night. I'm tired. I'm just gonna stay in. The, you know, I see you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he would come his ass. Upstairs. He would come his ass home. Look, that's the difference. New York, you could just do that. All right, niggas get to New York, they think they different. It's not no different, bro. She ain't changed, so you can't change. Estranged wife Ariane Raimondo Felton told cops that the hoop star was a serial cheat, carrying on with more than one mistress during their 19-month marriage, which is now headed for divorce. How the fuck you can't even stay faithful for 19 months? Why'd you even get married?
I don't know. Look at, I put a picture in the queue.
Like, were you even gonna try? Like, were you even gonna give it a chance to make it work? If you sitting up here talking about 19 months, dude, what?
And it looked like she meets the 130 requirement weight limit too. Like he found that light skinned chick that's under 130.
See, when I look at her picture, what I see is a woman that is not tolerating being cheated on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that to me looks like a woman who is like, I got my man. I could have got a better baller, but I'll deal with this. Cause he seems like a good dude.
And even look at the wedding. It looks like something of class. Like, this don't look like a regular church wedding, backyard wedding.
Right. Meanwhile, he looking at her thinking about all the bitches he going to be fucking in a couple minutes.
He should have went to the bathroom and just jacked off. That's what he should have.
Yeah.
He should have released all whatever frustration was being caused. Whatever groupie was hollering at him, he should have just went to the bathroom, had that mental image of her, maybe even took a picture if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. Say, look, I can't touch you, but can I get a picture real quick just so I can remember this moment by
Arian's wife. Arian Raymondo Felton said he was constantly cheating with multiple women. The final incident occurred on Valentine's Day.
Damn.
When Felton, 29, pulled the loaded firearm, waved it at his wife while they were arguing about bullshit domestic stuff in their posh Upper West Side pad. It was obviously done to intimidate me. See, she don't get intimidated. She light skinned. She don't believe you. She like, you ain't gonna do shit.
That's a woman thing. That's not a light skinned chick.
No,
thing.
I'm gonna tell you why it's light skinned. Cause, a brown skinned or dark skinned woman would have just been like, I can't believe this dude put a gun out on me. I'm gonna tell my uncle, my cousins, my father, something, you know, I might even put some hot grits on them. Something. I'm gonna get them. Light skinned woman be like, oh, it's cool. It's cool. All right. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize, Ray. I was tripping. So what time is your game tonight? Okay. So you leaving at 6? Okay. Cool. No. Everything's fine. No, I was totally out of line. And, you totally put some sense into me. So thank you for talking to me. And then she'll kiss you on your
you
cheek.
Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah. Kiss you on your cheek and go in the bedroom. And you be like, I told her. You go to work, you be telling your boys, like, man, these bitches be tripping. But see, I got whole control. I be telling my woman what to do. And, what? Why am I on the news? Turn that up.
He didn't even know it.
Turn that up. Gun possession. I ain't got no, my gun. Cop killer bullets, shit.
What gun?
Right.
Look, he like, oh shit. How long before he had that meeting with his boss?
Mm-hmm.
With the Knicks. Cause you know, Woodson was like, see, you niggas stay fucking up. Y'all don't want to listen to me. No, I'm the problem.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
I'm the problem.
Yeah. I'm the one that's holding y'all back.
Oh, my suit's still funny, huh? Yeah. Steve Harvey collection. It's still funny to y'all, huh? Let me give you a little advice, young bro. Young bro, come on. Now you see this smooth, clean ball here? It's not for these hoes out here in these streets.
I tell you what I want, what I don't got. A gun charge. That's what I don't got, Raymond. It was obviously done to intimidate me, she said. Fed up, she filed for divorce 4 days later. See, light skinned women don't play.
He ain't had time to go find the Kobe ring.
She ain't returned not one text. Not one text in 4 days, I guarantee it. She just left.
Now that's when you can see that the text message was read and she did not respond.
Yes.
That light skinned woman right then at that moment. Yes.
She probably left her phone left it with him. Like just, I'll never use this again. You'll hear from my lawyer. You want to talk to me? Call my lawyer and he will get in contact with me and let me know what you said. See your ass in court. Half Eddie.
I guarantee you Raymond probably tried some old dark skin nigga. I'm just gonna get some flowers type shit. Flowers and candy.
Mm-hmm.
He probably didn't even go. Mello was like, man, you probably wanna go get a ring. He was like, nah, I'm good, Mello. This ain't, you know, I know Lala, I know you gotta do X, Y, and Z for Lala. I know you're gonna be in New York cause Lala said you're gonna be in New York, but I got this.
Oh, I guarantee I'll take it another step further. I guarantee it was some other bum ass nigga's idea. Like it probably was like J.R. Smith.
I can't put it on J.R. Smith.
But J.R. Smith was probably like, man, fuck that bitch, man. Come out with us tonight.
I can't put it on Chris Smith maybe, but not J.R. Smith. You know why? Cause J.R. Smith got whole control. J.R. Smith will hit you up on Twitter in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking or not.
No, but I'm
and let his girlfriend see it.
That's exactly how it happens, Justin. You be looking at this other nigga like, that's it? Oh, so that's all you gotta do? No, it ain't. Just cause he make it look easy. It's always that dude that make it look easy to have these other niggas that got no business trying to be about that life doing this shit.
Man, probably Hardaway probably the one did this. Cause J.R. Smith probably ain't been fucking with Raymond for a long time. Like, nah, this ain't what you want to do, man.
J.R. Smith would never have married her.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. This is his second time in New York. So we know Smith, the first time around, Smith was like, nah, man, you can't hang out with me. Nah, we ain't doing it. And mm-hmm. then when that rookie Hardaway got on the team, getting them rookie hoes,
mm-hmm.
and Felton seeing it, reminiscing about when he first came to Charlotte, reminiscing about, oh man, I remember when I was single. First time I was up here in NYC.
See, I think it's J.R. Smith for sure. Cause like, they used to hang out back in the day. Then he got back to town. Said, we're gonna still be getting on these hoes. And then J.R. Smith looked at him like, what you mean we? He's like, yeah, man, we're gonna still be getting on these hoes, man. Ain't nothing changed. He's like, ain't you married now? It's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, man. All right, man. That's what you want to do. Can't stop you from coming to the club. Well, I think J.R. Smith did it, man, for sure.
Ray, you fucked up though.
Yeah.
Not just the money wise, but career wise. Like NYC already didn't want you. The Knicks did not want you already, and now you bringing drama. They got enough going on.
And that towel already on it. On Black Sports Online, they got rumors that his side chick might already be pregnant.
Damn it. I blame D-Wade for this.
Mm-hmm.
I blame D-Wade for this. He got half of the NBA right here, right now, thinking they can do their chicks like he did Gap.
Yep. He probably called D-Wade like, hey, man, so what you do with that press release? Like, what PR firm I need to go to? He's like, nah, Gabby did that.
I'm going
to
tell you how so cold-blooded, y'all. They not on D-Wade level. D-Wade so cold-blooded. He said, look, they talking about how much time I'm not playing. You're not rubbing my knees down like Savon used to. So I'm going to tell you what. You're going to have to do a special about you being raped. I know you ain't talked about it your whole career. Mm-hmm. Other than one other time. Maybe with Oprah. You're going to have to do a special on it. Get the news off me and this baby.
Whatever it take. And Gabby down like that.
But, and that's what she doing now.
But this lady is not Gabby. Okay? She's not 41 dating a 30-year-old thinking she won.
I bet you he's still hanging out with Sean May.
She not a home wrecker. She's a homemaker.
He's still hanging out with Sean May. That's his problem. He got to let them other guys go, man.
Man, his problem is he's a cheating ass nigga, dog. And he tried to cheat on the kind of woman you can't cheat on.
So does he get what he deserves? Like, he could eventually be without no job.
Might go to jail.
Right, because all his money going to go to the lawyer fees.
Dog.
All his money, half of what he got going to the lawyer fees.
I'm going to tell you this much. Settle.
That's why she filed for a divorce first and then did the charges.
Mm-hmm.
So that she can say, I want half of what was happening before the proceeding.
All I'm going to say is this. Settle. All right. Whatever it comes. Ray, don't be proud.
You're saying do a year. If they say, hey.
If they say you got to do a year, you got to do a year. Because Plax fought that shit. And it got worse and worse.
But you know what? It does explain the weight gain, all that stress he been going through. It explains all that. Him yawning on the court because he ain't been able to sleep at night.
Yeah, and his wife ain't been able, he ain't been eating her home cooked meals. You know, she was probably making him balanced meals.
She do look like the type that either she gonna cook or have a professional chef at the house.
New chicks, they be like, Ray, why don't we just go out to Ruth Chris again? Ray, why don't we just, can we just order another round of drinks, Ray?
Yeah, she making sure he stay on his diet and all
that. Yeah, she ain't signed up for this bullshit.
She got out of Dodge quick.
Dog, she was so, she just, I might make that the artwork, dog. She just don't look like she's about that life. Like, she looks like the second he pulled a gun, she got cold as shit. Like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
My mother warned me.
Yeah.
You think she brought that up? My mother
no,
said this.
No, she didn't say it that way. She said, like, she just was like, you know what? My mother told me that I have a temper, and this is my fault, Ray. I'm sorry.
Nah.
You have enough stuff that you are stressed out about right now. Because she got his guard all the way down to zero when he left the gun at the house. Like, she made him think it was all good, man. She is calculating. Like, oh, that's so good, man.
The other thing is, I thought you could have a gun in New York. House?
You can't have
I thought you could at least have it in your house.
Not even if it's registered. Like, you got to get a special type of permit, and they don't give them out normally. Like, you know, like maybe if you're a security or something like that for a living, they'll give it out. But like, just Joe Blow wants a gun in his crib, I don't think they get those out that often.
Right. I thought minimum he could have it in his house. That is so fucked up. He didn't even have a gun out in the streets.
Yep.
He didn't have it in the club hanging out. He had this shit in his house put away safe somewhere.
It's another reason that you gotta be careful with some of these light skinned women. the police believed her. You know, she would have been walking up in there dark skin, talking about he pulled a gun. They'd be like, come on. Raymond who, Felton, the NBA player.
Who lately light skin has made you mad that you've been going in on light skin somewhere? Cause this is new to me.
Nobody.
This is new.
This is not, nobody.
This is one time on Twitter or something.
This is just a complete stereotype of light skinned women.
But normally you skip over all those, especially against light skins.
Yeah.
Something happened, man.
I don't know. It's just funny to me now. So
somebody light skinned on Twitter said something.
No, it's nobody has, man.
You change it, man.
I think you've been more light skin sensitive.
You change it.
Cause when I said Leon, you was like, nah, you light skin. We don't need to do that. I think you've been more light skin sensitive.
You change it. But I started doing it once I got on Twitter. That's why I said it had to happen on Twitter.
Oh, that must be it. That must be it.
Cause prior to that, it wasn't like this.
That's true. Well, I'll dial it back then, man. You can't be doing this to a pretty woman like this. All right? She is too pretty to put up with your bullshit.
Pretty because she light skinned.
She been watching her weight her whole life. She did ballet in college, not no twerk club.
I'm going to tell you what he did, though. He did smart, though. Because he didn't put hands on her. Because he said this bitch will mark up. Bruise will show.
I have all the evidence.
And I cannot have her Rihanna light skin looking ass taking pictures.
Black eye, probably gonna take a selfie as soon as I hit her.
And I will say this, if Chris Brown would have been darker and he fucked up Rihanna like that, shit would have been different in community service. Cause if Ray Feldman, as dark as he is, if he put hands on that light skinned woman,
it would have been a wrap.
It would
this
be,
nigga
would
still would, be in jail
he
right
would
now.
Not be at work right now, yo.
Right now, we'd be like, yo, are they gonna let him out?
No.
Like, he gotta play some games, don't he?
No.
Like, bail is set at whatever your salary is for the year.
Let him and put hands on her. Shit would have been all the way different.
But, yeah, she's real small and petite and pretty and light skinned. Like, she the opposite of every fucking thing that you supposed to be able to do to these women out here according to the media.
She looked like the type of woman that when you made it, you like, I want to leave everything hood related behind.
If she looked like one of them basketball wives,
oh my God,
he would have been fine. Like, if this would have been Shawnee O'Neal, nobody would have gave a fuck. But this chick looked like she is not about that. She's like, I've never been a groupie in my life. I met you at the library, Raymond. I didn't know you played basketball.
He probably was at some charity event where buying the tables is $20,000 a table, yeah, or some shit. Like, she was already there, her table paid for.
She probably didn't even come to his games.
She got generational wealth.
He probably tried to invite her to games, and she was like, I just don't like sports. I didn't know what sport you played. I'm sorry. But now look at him. About to lose half. This is just, I guess, a quick one, but Brett Bielema is one of those coaches that wants the NCAA to slow down. They want to have that rule where players where they have to slow down the offenses, where they can't run hurry up offenses and no huddle plays.
I would not want to play on his team.
Well, somebody died in California at practice, a California football player, Ted Agu, and Brett Bielema said that this is because of they don't have that rule. So he used the death of a kid.
So one out of how many players?
However many. But he used the death of this kid to be like, yup, that's because we don't have this rule yet.
He fucking it up, man. Y'all, he gonna fuck around and cause people to not like football.
Yep. No cause of death has even been released. But shortly after Barber's comments were made, cause Barber, went on Twitter and said, Brett Bielema's comments about our Ted Agu are misinformed, ill-advised, and beyond insensitive. Using the tragic loss of one of our student athletes as a platform to further a personal agenda in a public setting is beyond inappropriate. But he said, it was brought to my attention in my remarks I made yesterday evening while discussing the proposed rule change were unintentionally hurtful. I'm very passionate, as we all are, about the serious nature of protecting the well-being of student athletes. In my press conference last night, I referenced the information about the tragic loss of life of a student athlete. My comments were intended to bring awareness to player safety, and instead they have caused unintended hurt. As a head coach who works with young individuals every day, the passing of Ted Agu is a reminder to us all how short and precious life is. I would like to extend my deepest condolences and sympathy to the Agu family, Coach Sonny Dykes, and the University of California family. But, yeah, man.
Way to use that family's death to further your agenda and then say my condolences.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So he said he brought up Agu while voicing his support for the proposal to require offenses to wait until 10 seconds runoff of the 40-second clock before snapping the ball. He says not allowing defenses time to substitute can put players in danger, especially those with genetic conditions like sickle cell.
Black people. If they in that much danger, why are they playing football? Like, to me, that's an indicator that that person not even healthy enough to play football. If you're talking about the fact that you can't serve his ass off the field. And you think 10 seconds really make a difference in it? That's what we talking about. 10 seconds is out here saving kids' lives.
Yep. 10 seconds, dog.
10 seconds. That's what your life come down to, 10 seconds, bro. This, okay.
Meanwhile, you know, Brett ain't never gave nobody no day off in practice.
I guarantee you he was like one more hour in 99-degree weather.
Yeah.
No water for you either.
I guarantee Brett ain't never gave nobody no breaks during them fucking practices, during running them 40s.
10 seconds, huh?
Yeah.
Coach, can I get 10 seconds, please? 10. Can we just get 10 seconds off these whatever drills they run? Crab, walk, whatever it is.
That's
they
it.
Do.
You're running twice. You're running. You got something else to say? Coach, it's just my sickle cell. 3 times! Anybody else got something else to say about this sickle cell?
I got a regular heartbeat though, coach.
Okay, 4 times. Who else want
to
run?
Well, my asthma right
four,
now. I'm trying to find my asthma pump.
That's it. Put the balls down. Take off. Put the pads on. We running.
You told me to start wearing an extra pair of shorts with pockets on them and wear them up under to keep my pump in there because you said I couldn't take a break to go back to the sideline just to get my pump.
Give me that glass of water. See this? I'm pouring it out on the ground right in front of your motherfucking face.
Because
now, that's 6 times.
But I'm calling my mama. What else do they do? That's the only option, right? You're in college. That's the only. Yep. Call your mama.
Caron Butler to sign with the Thunder. Is Caron Butler good anymore? He's 34. He averages 11 points, 4.6 rebounds for the Bucks. I guess
he played better in with LA. He just couldn't. He stayed hurt. That's why they let him go ultimately because he stayed hurt.
Yeah, he has battled a high ankle sprain that's cost him time recently and is shooting career low 39%.
He hurt. He always hurt, man.
Yeah.
He stay hurt. Get him some milk.
Yeah, what's he supposed to do?
In 10 seconds. Get him some milk in 10 seconds.
Is he even going to play? I mean, Westbrook back.
Man, they need him for that other guy. What was the other guy? It's not Sean.
Harden?
The Martin? Guy they traded for Harden.
Kevin Martin?
Yeah. They needed to replace his spot.
I don't know. Not a big deal. Jimmy Graham.
Why didn't they get Granger before he committed to L.A.?
Granger didn't want to go there. Jimmy Graham is supposed to be getting the franchise tag. So good for him, except that it'll be the franchise tag at tight end and not wide receiver. So bad for him.
Yeah, I thought he was trying to sue to get I need at least half and half because he lined up over half of the snaps.
67% of his snaps last season were at wide receiver or in the slot.
But y'all like her taking discounts. Mm-hmm. You see what the owners will do to you.
The franchise tag for tight ends and receivers are expected to be about $6.7 million and $11.5 million. So he's losing almost double the money.
And that's for one season, right? Franchise tag means he get 1 year, $6 million.
Yep.
It's not broke money, but at the same time, it ain't $11 million.
He played with that plantar fasciitis too. So like he played last year with like an injury that typically ends most people's season or puts you out for a significant amount of time. He played with it.
Why doesn't he sit out this year? And by sit out meaning I'll show up, I'll practice, but I can't play because I'm injured.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
Because if he does that, he's still gonna get money after this contract.
Yeah, I would pull a Gronk. I just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I would too. Like he needs to. Like you want to fuck with me? Let's do this then.
Yeah, you hurting the team right now. Well, y'all hurting me. Y'all hurting my pockets.
Yep. Sign it.
Yep.
And he'll get picked up immediately the following year.
And the new penalties for holding out are so significant. Like, holding, he could not do an old school holdout. Cause they'll penalize you so much, you basically come back working for free.
Yep.
Crazy, man. Just.
But y'all signed it. Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
When they gonna go on strike again?
I don't know.
When is the next collective bargaining agreement?
I'm not sure.
Two
man.
Years from now? Cause this, what is it? Every 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every three or four.
I want to say four or five. I don't know. Don't give me the line. I don't know. So I'm not going to make it up. But yeah, dog, he should be getting paid like at least a hybrid, you know, like y'all couldn't have just gave him like $8 million a year or something.
Yeah. Like in between. Yeah. Work with the kid.
Yeah. Give him like $9 million a year. I mean, he well worth it. It's the only fucking thing y'all got on offense other than Drew Brees.
Do like they do every contract. Little money up front, large money in the end. You cutting him or trading him by his second or third year anyway, or restructuring it.
Mm-hmm. But a neutral third-party arbitrator would have to get involved to hear the argument. So this sounds like some shit that's going to be caught up in court and all this shit to get his money. Speaking of getting caught up in court, Richie Incognito is now going to go to counseling.
Okay.
Hopefully he can go to the same racism rehab that got Riley Cooper paid.
I wonder how long till he'll tax the therapist.
Well, it won't be a black therapist, I'm sure. As long as it's not a woman or a black dude, he should be fine. Did you see where he fucked up his own sports car?
I heard about it. I didn't see the pictures.
He says, they took a baseball bat. He took a baseball bat to his Ferrari. A photo show Incognito's car with several dents on its hood and a bat in front of the vehicle. And then he said, oh, that was just me venting. That was my self-expression. That's a piece of art, he told Fox 10. The happiest day of my life was when I got that car. Well, now the second happiest day is going to be when I donate it to charity.
What?
The Ferrari is
going to donate a car that you fucked up to charity. They can't afford to fix it.
The Ferrari is a story unto itself. The Ferrari is one entity, but I will tell you this. The Ferrari is going to be for sale through my mission, which is helping the brotherhood, whatever brotherhood it is. I think he's talking about the Aryan Brotherhood? don't sound too promising, man.
Man, Richie, the more you find out about Richie, man, it's.
Good grief, man. The more you get. The deeper the rabbit hole goes, this dude, the crazier you like, maybe Jonathan Martin was right.
And what's crazy is he explained it in a way to where if you didn't know any of the rest of the crazy stuff that he had done, you might say,
Yeah.
He's donating this car to charity. Such
what
a good
guy. What a great guy.
And that's how he had that locker room fool. And it's like, but yeah, he took a bat to his car. Somehow people up above missed that part.
I think we need to start an incognito watch for players that might go crazy one day. And I would like to nominate DeMarcus Cousins as the number one incognito watch.
Watch list. He's on the watch list.
Yeah. Did you see when he got kicked out of that game the other day?
I saw he got $20,000 fine and a game suspension. And yeah. I don't know how much he makes per game, but. However much that is plus that $20,000 has to hurt.
Dude, that he was so wrong.
He punched the guy in the stomach, didn't he?
Yeah, like, I mean, well, that's not why he got ejected, but like his reason for getting ejected, it was nothing that he did in that situation that was okay. Like he was all up on the ref and shit. Like, did he try to like come back at the ref? Like it was just players, was stupid.
Players you'll see in jail. The incognito watch goes accounts for you'll see them in jail as well, right?
That counts as part of it. No, because I don't know if incognito's going to jail or not.
I see him being incarcerated in his future. I don't know necessarily about the immediate near future, but definitely in his future I see him doing holdups, meth, like getting caught with meth, just something. You be like, yeah, that fits about right. Like later on down the line, be like, yeah, it fits him. People that know him know that's something that'll happen to him.
Yeah, I won't say jail or not because I just don't know at this point. But just people that's gonna have a meltdown, do some stupid ass off the field shit. DeMarcus Cousins is that dude.
Boogie.
I put the video in the chat, but we could play the audio here. See if it's compelling at all. Oh, wait, I need to take this off.
And Volcano Cousins has erupted again. The foul here on Dwight Howard, didn't like the call, shaking his head. Courtney Kirkland is just gives him a technical foul. He says, what did I say? Then Michael Malone takes up the cause for Cousins, and Cousins just doesn't quite get it. Goes back in there for another word. He is tossed. He is now up.
See, that was the thing. That was like the crazy move when he was just talking to. What the fuck is that playing?
Don't stop. Popped it. Don't.
But like, he was just like talking or whatever for a second, and like the assistant coaches come in and they basically start talking on his behalf, you know, like they do sometimes.
Yep.
Trying to help. Like that's normally what they do. They're like, get away. I'll talk to, you know, the person real quick and then you just chill out. And he was like, nah, I got something else I want to say. And they was like, okay, you got to go now. Like you coming in here, you yelling at the ref, you acting the fool. Now I don't have a choice. I can't let you be on the court. So.
Yep. That's one thing. NFL, you can't do. They yell at the refs, get in their face all the time. Mm-hmm. You can't do that in the NBA. And I thought the NBA supposedly had cracked down on that a few years ago, like talking back to the refs after every call. Cause I enjoyed it. You were a fan of that too. It's like, you know, yeah, play some ball, get out the face.
Stop. It's not helping.
But apparently they forgot that was one of their rules, and we definitely know Boogie Cousins is not thinking about it.
So he got kicked out, and then it gets worse too. Like you can look at it and see. That's
15 technical fouls on the season. One more will generate the automatic one-game suspension.
So he'll really get two suspensions.
Let me just watch this, Rick. Yeah.
Like, everybody was trying to hold him back. Like, don't talk to the official. Then he starts pushing people off. Like, what are you going to do if they don't hold you back? You going to punch the official?
Yeah, man. Jail is in his future. And Sacramento signed him for an extension, though.
Right. What were they thinking?
Good luck, Sacramento.
Right.
Good luck with that.
I'm sure that'll be fine.
Can't wait till y'all go to Seattle.
But yeah, man. Good luck, man. I would not want this dude on my team. He's a talented kid, but I just don't trust his attitude. Sorry. He's too volatile, and you know, it's just, I don't think you're ever gonna be able to build anything around a guy like that.
Side note. Thanks, Jason Barber. He says that the CBA, they signed a 10-year CBA.
Okay.
And that they don't...
7-year out clause.
Yeah, that means they got 5 more years of this.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you who's going to get 5 years, at least. Darren Sharper.
Man, he might get 14 per count.
He just had to turn himself in again because 2 more women, this time in L.A., Los Angeles... said he raped us too.
He needs to have his lawyer have a disclaimer that's like, look, it's just like a coupon, one per transaction. Like you can't keep coming up with different, you know, different cases. One case, that's it.
Yeah, they're gonna have to put like a, time limit, like a at the end of the you know how coupons like use this by the 31st. They're gonna have to be like by the 31st of March. If you have not submitted your rape case against Sharper, we're not going to be able to try it.
Yeah, because we have enough now. We have enough. Thank you. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for what happened.
We're all full here.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Too many people are applying to the rape case, and it's getting out of control. It's hard to manage. It's all over this world, all kinds of states. If you can't get your stuff together by the 31st, we're just going to have to let it go. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't have the manpower to keep adding cases.
Yeah, at this point, we're just adding names to the list. We're not even, like, checking evidence or just, if you would like to get some, to just put your name on a list, and we assume that he did it.
Yeah, if you still have the panties and any evidence you saved, we'll appreciate it. Send it in.
Yeah, we're not saying we'll get to it, because it's so many rape cases.
Yep.
At this point, we can't even promise that we'll check the evidence for all of them. We're just going to check enough to see that he did some of them.
Yeah, but what we'll do is we'll keep a tally. And so right. when we're in court, we'll say, you know, we have 500 pieces of evidence sent in to us, but we won't, you know, we're not going to obviously get to all 500 cases.
Right. Because this dude is a serial rapist. So.
Yeah, how many years did he play in the league? Let's look that up. Because I imagine. 100 women per year?
14 years.
Damn it, man.
And there's the weirdest part, because I remember we made some, you know, like, we kind of alluded to this, but, like, where was he getting his shit from? There's another dude involved, Eric Nunez, 26, and he's getting charged with rape, too. It's like, what, they both raping him?
Well, we knew it. He couldn't, there's too much, like, where's, yeah, we knew it was somebody else.
Right. Obviously, he wasn't creating Rohypnol himself in the lab, but it sounded like him and this dude was getting it in together. How did two people even meet like that?
They put a one of it out. Yo, yeah. I imagine about at least one per month with him.
Mm.
And he played, what, 14 years?
Yeah.
So at least 168 women.
It could be something crazy, dude.
It could be 168 women out here with.
Well, it's whenever he found out about roofies and then one per month. You know what I'm saying?
They've been out for a while.
The thing that's weird to me is, like, how did they first bring up that they like to roofie women and rape them? It's like, hey, man, I want to tell you something, man. It's pretty important. And, you know, I know we've been going out to the club a lot together. And I didn't want to say this because it's kind of awkward. Well, you know what, man? I was just thinking about telling you something too, Darren. So, you know, well, hey, you want to go first, man? Nah, you go first, man. You said you was going to tell me. I'll wait. Nah, man, you go first, man. Nah, you go ahead. You tell me, man. Nah, we just do it at the same time. Same time, Darren? Yeah, we just say it same time, man. All right, man. I said, it's kind of embarrassing, man. I hope you don't get too mad, man. But just say it, man. Just say the shit, man. My shit is embarrassing too. All right, man. I like to roofie women up together and get raped. Oh my God, you too?
Did that just happen?
Oh, did we just become best friends? I think we did. What are the odds of that? Two dudes into raping unconscious women.
It wasn't no back alley chat room.
Yeah,
like they was where they pedophiles and stuff go to.
Mm-hmm.
Are there like rave clubs for raping? Like what?
I don't know. They could call rape.
They
clubs.
Went to Rape Anonymous. Like what?
Yeah. How did that? That's crazy. Or like, there was one of them not into it, and the other one was like, "Hey man, you need to try this new shit, dog. This is new shit.
What is it?
It's this drink I make, right?
Where I like drinks.
Oh no, not for us to drink.
You mixing the flavor with Kool-Aid?
Nah,
different flavors.
Not for us to drink. Come on, man.
Wait, we can't drink it?
No, we give it to these women.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because bitches love fruity drinks, right? Yeah.
And then we gonna get them drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And then we gonna
run a train on them. Threesome.
Yeah, run a train on them. Threesome. After they pass out.
Oh, wait, huh?
Yeah, after they pass out, they go
sleep.
To sleep.
Sleep. Everybody leave. Then, yeah. Then you know. Then we wake them up and.
No. They stay asleep the whole time.
Wait.
Oh, it's not good if they wake up like you. I want them to stay asleep the whole time, not even know what happened.
But that's cool. They cool with that. You know, they it's like role play.
No. They don't know. It's like, it's a game to sneak it in. Like, the game is between us to see who can sneak it in to their drink. That's the game. But no, they don't know. Of course not.
And then after that, though, we.
After that, we pretend it didn't happen. Then we just send them on their way.
Between us. Bro code.
Yeah. Just us as friends.
And we hook up with them later, get their number and stuff, right? Do it again?
No, I've done this about, I don't know, 20, 30 times to different women, in a bunch of different states. So, I mean, if you down, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to get, unless you some kind of bitch, I mean, you ain't no bitch. You gay? You gay, nigga? You gay? Come on. You know how we do.
Man, well, let's do it then. Let's do it.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna call me no bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one over here right now and give her a Sprite.
These niggas, man.
These dudes, man. It's fucking rapist, dog.
On behalf of the black guy who tips women, we apologize for these men that's out here flashing their weapons at you.
Men have... This is the thing. By the way, this is what pissed me off about that N-word special on ESPN. How the fuck you doing an N-word special and we ain't did one violence against women special at all ever in the history of the NFL? You got dudes up here literally talking about, well, that primarily served two purposes for a man or a woman.
Right.
You got Jim Brown, who people still deify to this day, that beat a woman up, threw it through like a plate glass window.
Yes.
You got, fucking,
how about OJ? Let's
OJ.
I mean, I didn't want to say him for last.
Right. Ray Rice. You know, like, this,
to the club.
Darren Sharper.
We'll knock a bitch out to the club.
But we are literally doing the stop saying nigger, guys, okay?
Oh, it's going to be a penalty.
It's getting too much. 15 yards.
Oh, Ray Caruth.
Ray Caruth.
Thanks, Joe.
Dude, this is that league. This ain't like, they don't give a fuck, man. They don't give a fuck, man.
We apologize, ladies. We love you. I love you.
So, Jason Collins is starting to piss some people off already.
Was he walking around with his dick out in the locker room?
No, not his teammates.
But so then what's the problem?
He decided to become an advocate for Matthew Shepard, who's a student who, was tortured and murdered, in 1998. So he's wearing a jersey, 98.
That's actually pretty decent.
Is now the number one selling jersey in the NBA, which surprised me. Like, that is shocking that many people, like, went out and bought jerseys.
Not just any jersey.
This quick, because he's only got a 10-day contract.
A Jason Collins jersey.
Right, a Jason Collins jersey.
It's not an MJ coming back out of retirement jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Jason Collins, who they just cut from the league jersey.
Yep. 10-day contract. So, like, he could not be in the league 2 weeks from now.
No disrespect, but I'll be gay for the NBA.
What you mean?
Sign me up. I'll be gay for the NBA.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think. Could you imagine if it was, could you imagine if it was that easy, though? All those people that were like, it's just a good PR move. Just say you gay. It, like, nigga, you know how many motherfuckers would have tried that? That's all you got to do? Shit. I show up there with rainbow color jersey and everything. How much is my contract? Thank you. I'll be up in the press conference lying like shit. Oh, I just got done sucking some dick.
Prove
so,
it.
You know, I was being so gay.
Oh, let's see a picture. Let's see a picture of your boyfriend.
Samantha's my favorite on Sex and the City. Now, can I get my check, please? I just want a guaranteed roster spot.
I will wear some skinny jeans to be in the NBA.
Russell Westbrook already do it.
I know, right?
I mean, why not?
You know what, though? I think D Wade hates women.
Why you say that?
Because of how he treats them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hate them. Like, you have to hate somebody to treat them like that.
Right. It only makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you people you care about, you don't walk around treating them like that. You have to hate them. And he has to hate women because he's done it to multiple women.
Terry said, sold more jerseys than Rudy Gay? Yes. Sold more than Rudy Gay. But yeah, I don't know, man. I just think it's, kind of crazy that he got the number one selling jersey.
I thought you was going to say that it's kind of gay.
Oh, nah, you know, I'd go for the high hanging fruit here. But it's weird though, because like, what if he doesn't finish the season? Like, it's going to feel weird if they go, all right, man, KG's healthy. Bye.
Which he is healthy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just going to be weird when they go, yeah, all right, man.
I feel like he pulling the Shaq.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, Shaq's would take breaks during the season.
KG, yeah.
Yeah. But Jason, man, does he get a percentage of the jersey sales?
I don't know. I know teams stop getting, like, now teams split the revenue evenly. I don't know if players probably split the shit evenly too at this point. I don't know.
I'm proud. I'm actually proud of the people that's out here buying jerseys, but at the same time, we'll still go boycott. I mean, we still refuse to boycott Chick-fil-A all at the same time. Like, it's amazing. Like, you won't vote for gay marriage. You won't support the you know, LGBT community for, you know, boycotting Chick-fil-A, but you will go buy a basketball jersey. Says a lot.
You know what I want to do? I want to buy one of these jerseys and then go to Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
Just eat in there. like for an hour.
Even if you're not wearing it that day, just take it with you.
Yeah.
Hold it up while you're alive.
I want to wear it and then order like a whole lot of food. Like $90 worth of food. Just have everybody up in there. That'd be awesome. But yeah, man, he met with Matthew Shepard's parents and everything, man. Like, and I appreciate dude for like using it as a platform, man. What happened? Cause like some people are like, well, this is, I hate when athletes try to capitalize and make shit bigger than it is, blah, blah, blah. Motherfucker, that's what makes athletes transcendent.
Yep.
That's what sports should be about. That moment where Muhammad Ali is speaking out against the Vietnam War. That's something we'll always remember. You know, it can't always be about Republicans buy Jordans too. Like sometimes you need a motherfucker to be like, hey, I do want to stand for something. I do want to use my platform symbolically. You know, I'll never forget when the Heat took that picture all in their hoodies.
Yep.
After Trayvon, I was like that, like it was so powerful to me. So like seeing this dude do this, man, it's cool. I don't, you know, and the thing is, he really has to do it while he can because it's only a 10-day contract. He might not get extended.
And, you know, ironically, even though he thought I'm only going to be here for 10 days, he did it for a message for 10 days. Perfect message. Like, and then for it to get all this hype, like, they have to re-sign him for longer.
Maybe, man. Even if they don't, I like that he used it while he had it. You know what I mean? As opposed to being like, I don't want to cause any problems, guys. This is just about a gay person fitting in. And I like that his age is and approach is so much different than Michael Sam's. Cause Michael Sam is like, I just want a job. Like, yep. I'm gay. I just don't want no problems about me being gay. I just want to do my job and fit in. I'm not trying to be a poster boy for anything.
Yep.
And then Jason Collins is like, no, I'm old enough to know you make a difference when you can.
Yep.
So. Cool. Did you see this post game brawl with the Utah Valley team? This shit was so good. Cause, there's a part where a dude, I forget what team was it? New Mexico State? Yeah. New Mexico State guard Casey Ross Miller hurled a ball at Utah Valley's Houston Hunsacker. And he, who's like the son of the coach, right after the game. And it was, the Wolverines 66-61 overtime victory. We got a call coming in. What? Yo, what's up? You on with the Blackout Tips, Balls D Sports.
Hello? Oh shit. What up? I was trying to leave a voicemail. While I'm here.
Why are you here today?
Who is this?
It's Howard TS2, dude. Sorry. I was trying to actually talk about the whole N-word scandal thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me just make it quick because time is money, seeing as it's a premium show. Fuck Jason Whitlock.
What did Jason Whitlock do?
Hmm?
What did Jason Whitlock do?
The whole N-word special on ESPN.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't really watch a lot of it, but I mean, I'm guessing he was against the N-word, I'm assuming.
I just got word from the dudes at Firestarter. I was about to waste my time on it, but I was like, no. But I'm guessing his ass is involved in it. Old ass motherfucker. I'm just gonna say this. Fuck it. And for all the white people who are mad that we can't do it, I'm sorry. But your white privilege on this one is like an EBT card at a KFC. It will not be accepted. we just won't, we just, no. I'm sorry. Andrew Luck is not going to be go out acting crazy. And Richie Incognito already proved he's crazy because he's going to check himself in for psychological help.
Yeah, I hear you,
so,
man.
So you upset about Whitlock or Incognito?
There's a whole N-word scandal, a whole N-word special. Like, is this really something we got to waste our time on? Really? I mean, come on, y'all.
I don't know about Rob, but I don't really watch anything Whitlock's on. Even when he guest appears.
I only know about Whitlock because of Phenom, just to be honest. I only know because Phenom talked about him with, what's his name? Fuck, I should remember this shit because he's a dope-ass rapper. Killer Mike, yeah. Yeah, when Killer Mike was on the show, I was like, that's the only reason I knew. I was like, yep, I'm out on this dude.
I hear you, man. Well, I appreciate your opinion, Howard. We're about to move on with the rest of the show, man. But thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. I didn't even know that was on right now. But, hey, keep up the good work and support your own out there.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.
Howard fucking up my premium show now. What the fuck is going on, man?
His name is Howard?
Yeah, yeah. Just it's a long story. Anyway, man, this nigga threw the ball at this dude and then a fight broke out and kids stormed the court and some of them fought the players and stuff. And now people are saying, like, should they stop allowing college kids to storm the court? Nah, I think they should let them keep storming the court.
Yeah, I think they should too. I think you should stop people from throwing balls at the faces of other people.
Yeah. Why is that kid throwing a ball at somebody and starting a fight?
Yeah. But also too, you maybe want to, maybe do some profiles of the students you let in your university. Cause regardless of if I'm at my school's game, I'm at a Carolina UNC game. I mean, Carolina and NC State game and we're at state. I'm not storming the court cause those two teams are fighting. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling up my phone and saying, they crazy. Fans are actually running the court fighting. Like, yeah. That's crazy. You don't run the court.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull my card out, my phone out, and be like, "World Star."
Although
I hold it right side up and not horizontal, because you know the videos don't ever be held the right way.
Ironically, though, why isn't there any films of anyone getting hit with a one hit quitter like they did in the NBA? And
well, college kids, a lot harder to knock out. You know, they haven't got that grown man strength yet. But yeah, it's just, I don't see why this should have anything to do with kids storming the court or not. Cause honestly, it looked like the kids stormed the court because the fight happened. It didn't look like they were really going out there to celebrate like this huge upset. Like they were just like kind of meandering around. Then they saw it was a fight and everybody ran towards the fight.
That's the one good thing about the, Coach K is if he put his hands up and says no.
Yep.
That's whole control. Them kids stop. Damn, you know what? I didn't mean to insult Duke or their fans, but he treats y'all like hoes.
He does. Y'all some hoes. Tom Coughlin agrees to extension. But it's only like a 1-year extension. But the fact that this nigga can get an extension coming off a 7-9 season.
Now I told you, man. I told you that Tom was a good coach.
He stayed winning, dog.
Think about how terrible a season Eli had. And not one time did you hear him going against Eli. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear any dissension in the locker room. Like any of that shit. That's some good coaching right there. Kind of what you alluded to with Roy.
Mm-hmm.
That's good coaching right
there. You know, I was thinking, man, we should probably open up the phone lines to everybody all the time when we do the show. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea?
Maybe one or two calls per show.
I mean, we don't got an answer, but anybody can call. Why not?
Yeah, I'm okay
with
that.
Put it on the screen. I mean, we're gonna let Howard get in. We gotta let everybody get in. I'm sorry about that, people.
Wow. Howard was a gift and a curse for y'all.
People I pay that good money to get away from this shit.
You gotta fill me in with Howard. Maybe not now.
Yeah, I'll tell you after the show or something. The 49ers apparently don't want to extend or give a raise to their coach Jim Harbaugh. So the Browns tried to get him. Earlier this year, and they wouldn't let him talk to him. So,
what did he think they was gonna say? Yeah, go ahead, talk to another team.
That's that whole control.
Did he think he was going to get a contract extension?
Yeah. I don't know. He didn't win the Super Bowl, but he took him to a Super Bowl and an NFC championship and got close. So most times, I think most coaches would have got an extension.
No different than Andy Reid.
Yeah. Most coaches would have got a raise or something, right?
I mean, Andy Reid kind of set a high precedence on expectations of coaches and keeping your job or not.
Well, I was going to say also it's the 49ers.
Yeah, they're not known for giving out lots of money.
Well, they have high expectations is what I'm saying. Like, 49, that's not impressive to the 49ers.
Yeah, they did have Jerry Rice.
Yeah, like Steve Young, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. Then Terrell Owens.
I almost said his name. I almost lumped him in and I was like, but he ain't win shit.
Terrence Owens.
He ain't win shit. Terrible.
But, you know, they just don't have that reverence for this level of winning. Like, it's nothing to them. So that's why you're not getting an extension. Now, I would be surprised if he doesn't get one eventually or something, but somebody might have to come steal him. Like, as soon as he gets out of contract.
And they probably feel like he's replaceable.
Yep. They said, we want Jim to be our head coach, and we said that very clearly. But, you know, sometimes you got to show it with money. Yeah.
The other thing is, maybe they looking at it like, nigga, we'll worry about that when it comes time. Right now, go out there and coach under the contract you currently under.
Yeah, we try to get Anquan Boldin to sign. That's what we worried about.
Yep. Anquan trying to go to Seattle with AJ Green.
Russell Wilson says he wants to own a team.
Light skin problems.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to use it to his advantage. And get him on them teams one day.
Go get some of that baseball man in Russell. We saw you out there spring training.
I bet you Russell Wilson drives a Elantra. Just it's not kitted out. It's got factory system in it.
Nah, I could see him still in the Mercedes. It's just maybe it's a station wagon Mercedes.
But like, he bought it used. No, like all the other players is like, oh bitch, your shit don't even got 24s on it. He's like, why would you put 24-inch rims? the circumference on the road is just going to be the same. Won't get you there any faster.
Yeah, the gas mileage is reduced when you change the rim and tire size.
Are you gonna have to change your odometer? Because, you know, it's not really designed. Factory rims are 70 inches.
I see him in a Mercedes just because of his wife.
I think he bought his wife a Mercedes and he has a lot.
Okay, right. Okay, I can agree with that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then on the weekend, she begs him to drive her car. She's like, oh, baby, I know we're going to go out the roof. Chris, can you drive my car? What's wrong with the Elantra? I'm just, I would like for you to drive my car.
I plan on washing it this weekend too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm supposed to be charging up it's a fusion car, so I'm charging up half the electricity. So I guess we can go. But
maybe a Honda. We'll give him at least a Honda.
Something sensible. I'm not shitting on Elantra. I'm just saying that on the life. He that sensible.
I'm saying you don't want Daewoo on your hand. That's all I'm saying. Elantra seems like Daewoo.
He got something where he's this is fine. Like, anytime people joke on him at the facility, he just laughs.
Why is he not signed with Jay-Z yet? What is the holdup?
I don't know.
Is Jay, maybe, you know what? Jay, he's doing a professional courtesy to his agent. Said, you know what? I'll let you keep him for one more year.
Yep. You know, I want to get him in the second Super Bowl. Mike D'Antoni wishes Gasol had kept his comments in house.
Like,
so does everybody.
Yeah.
So does everybody wish he shut the fuck up. That, which is fucked up with Paul Gasol, because Paul Gasol hates when anybody talks about him through the media.
Yep.
Like, that's his big thing. Like, he pouted off fucking that one playoff series against Dallas. Spent the whole playoff series pouting like shit. Now look at him. He the one in the media talking about, well, you know, discipline is just that, something we should have, and we don't have any discipline. Like, come on.
Gasol pulled out the Phil Jackson school of keep it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Phil Jackson would be like, you know, Kobe, we don't really want to air out our dirty laundry in the media, but writes a book the entire time.
He's clearly talking about the coach too.
Right.
Like, he tried to act like he's gonna, like, I guarantee when they brought it up, he's like, oh, come on, I didn't say anything about the coach. I was just saying something after the game. It's like, yeah, when you said discipline and you know that's what coaches are supposed to teach.
He said other than Kobe, too.
Yeah. Of course, you know.
Who else, pal?
You know he couldn't count.
You talking about Kupchak?
You know he couldn't count Kobe in it.
You talking about Kupchak?
He actually didn't even need to say that part. Kobe would have just came over and be like, you weren't talking about me, was you? Nope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we know you weren't talking about Kupchak. You said other than Kobe.
And now Dad Tony look like a bitch because he had to be like, I just don't appreciate it.
I wonder, I bet his little brothers be like, damn it. Like, shut the fuck up sometime. Like you fucking up. When I said, yeah, I'm Gasol, people were like, which one? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, not the soft one. Like,
you notice that he waited until after the trade deadline to say it?
Of course. They can still buy him out, can't they?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he had that shit to say when they was like, when his name was on that block.
Like, if the Lakers want to all the way tank, like, go ahead and buy him out.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. You paid for him. You gonna make him go out there and play?
It's like Raymond Felton in that marriage. We stuck together.
For right now.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Raymond. Who you think they had an intervention in his locker room? Like, you know you done fucked up, don't you?
No, it's the Knicks locker room.
You know you done fucked up, right?
Knicks locker room probably think he did a good job.
Not Melo. Melo stay out of trouble.
Yeah, Melo, but Melo ain't no leader. Melo don't be talking to them.
Melo probably laughed at him and put a gif up.
Yeah.
He sent him a picture of a gif of him being handcuffed.
Yeah. Melo ain't talk to these niggas, man. Melo probably be like, you did what? Shh, that was stupid. Hey, Lala, guess what this fool did? Yeah, you read it? You saw it on the news too? Yeah, pulled a gun on her. Well, I guess no more dinner dates with them.
Yep. Melo like, let me change the code to the safe where I keep my guns.
Melo and Lala be talking about these niggas. They be coming, they be getting out of work like, girl, you would not believe what this nigga did at work today. What happened, baby? You know, remember how we went out with Ariane the other day? Ariane Romando Felton.
You know that light skin.
Okay. Yeah, her. The pretty one.
The skinny one.
Didn't they just get married? Mm-hmm.
It was a nice wedding. It was real classy.
Right. I tell you what, it was a classy, putting that gun on her face.
Can we get our gift back and get our money back?
What'd you read this? Black Sports Online?
No. No, we was talking about it in the locker room. Raymond was bragging about it.
Right. Oh, no, he came in and told us.
Talking about thug life. Talking about, you know he from South Carolina. They keep guns in South Carolina.
Good grief, man. What a dumbass, man.
What is Raymond mama saying right now? I told you not to marry that half a black woman.
You know they blaming the woman.
The half, you think she called her half a Negro?
You marrying that halfling. I told you when you came in, hell, she wasn't from our stock, Raymond. Cause
they from the country of South Carolina. Right. Well, they don't really mingle too much with the races.
Now, you know, your daddy, he used to pull that gun out on me. And I would tell him now, I apologize. Now I'll make you some grits. And we would talk about it. We would hash that thing out. Cause I knew that the gun mean it was serious.
You want your eggs scrambled in with your grits, baby?
You want some salmon in these grits, baby? But yeah, you put that gun on this woman. She probably never cooked a meal in her life.
I told you not to marry a woman.
Like, I did not go to Whole Foods for this shit.
I told you not to marry a woman that don't eat pig's feet. You can't trust her. Talking about she don't eat pork.
I knew something was wrong when she didn't want to try these chitlins. That's what I said, baby. I tried to tell you. It's all right. Come on home. Come on home. So the last story, of course, and I guess I got to play my music. Sorry, everybody out there.
Damn it, man.
Oh, why did I put Hey Mamba in the chat?
How about this, though?
Yeah.
You know the Cleveland song in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Why is Junior in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's but talking about getting some trim?
Yes, dog.
All of the same song.
Dude, that song is so nasty, man. It says something like, give a pound into her feelings.
Her south mouth.
Yeah, make a south mouth salivate. Make a pussy wet.
Why he in the ball pit? It's Cheesy Charlie's.
And he say, hee-hee, after he say that. Make a south mouth salivate.
He always started Jack. Well, he is in high school, though, right? Yeah.
Man, do you remember that episode of Family Guy when he was just a little kid?
I never saw him on.
He was. Yeah, Peter tried to adopt him and teach him how to play golf.
Yes, the putt episode.
And he wasn't fat. He talked totally different.
And he couldn't sit still. Like they had gave him ADHD.
Yeah,
he ran off in the middle of the thing onto the.
Yeah.
Oh man.
He told him to call him Mr. Papadopoulos. I was like, what happened? They need to have like an episode that just explains what happened to him from like 8 to like 14 that made him to a fat kid that talked like that. Cause it's like, watch me. Hey. Like, now I want to know why is he all like, hey, damn. Something had to happen.
Oh, man. La, 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 la.
Hey, Mamba. That's right. It's that time again, guys. Kobe Bryant decided to speak up on Jason Collins. He says it sets an incredible precedent. Jason Collins broke an incredible barrier on Sunday, becoming the first openly gay athlete in one of the United States' 4 major professional sports when he checked in for the Nets. It was a big moment, not just for the NBA, but in sports history. It came against the Lakers, and Kobe Bryant was obviously on hand to observe it all, and he definitely recognized the impact via Yahoo Sports. His impact Sunday night is greater than what people think, Bryant told Yahoo Sports before the game. You look at it from the context of having the first openly gay player, but they missed the domino effect that it has way beyond sports. It's fantastic. It sets an incredible precedent, said Bryant, who's currently out of the Lakers lineup and with indefinitely with a knee injury. I think the most important part about it, what I've learned on the issue, is that one person coming out is showing this type of courage that gives others the same type of courage. It's dealing with a lot of issues for kids who are afraid to be themselves and afraid to be themselves because of peer pressure that comes with it. A lot of these kids have depression issues or they're being teased from other kids for being different. You wind up seeing a lot of suicides, kids injuring themselves or getting hooked on things that they should not be hooked on.
All that with only a high school education, NBA, but you still want them to go to school for 2 years.
Classy. That classy Mamba. Keep in mind, this is the same Kobe Bryant that just 3 years ago was fined $100,000 for calling the ref a faggot.
Mm-hmm. But that guy was a faggot, though. No disrespect.
This is how quick he learned. That dude, sports people would just be ignorant about it. They'd just be ignorant about it. Fuck it. You know, Roy Hibbert.
Mm-hmm. Pause. No disrespect.
Right.
I say no disrespect. He says pause.
Yeah, he says pause. But a lot of them would have just been really, really ignorant about that shit. And, he was like, Kobe Bryant learned a lot in a few years, man. So I actually appreciate it, man.
Mamba system.
Yep. You know,
on a whole other note, why is Kobe still going to games? would it be wrong if he start just sitting
you know
in the
why.
Home?
You and I both know why he's going to games.
Would it be wrong if he just went on ahead and got a private box and enjoyed the games from the box for now? Like, does he have to sit on the sideline?
You know why he's got to go to the games. And you know why he got to sit on the sideline.
I know why.
Vanessa ain't going to let him. Vanessa ain't trying to let him just go out there and hang out, bro. He needs to be in a situation where she can see him every second of the game. Every second of the game, she has to see him. Or it's going to be problems. You know?
Can come to the game as well. I know she's tired of coming. She's been coming to the games for about 10 years now.
Yep.
She's tired of stadium.
She just got a new fresh energy, though. You know why? Cause Carmelo Anthony was looking at that girl on the sideline the other day.
Yes.
She was like, I was just hanging out with Lala. She probably called Lala that night. Lala, did you see this? Girl, ain't nothing to be worried about. Just a groupie. That's what I said. Oh, somebody put it in the chat room. Black Rob said, what y'all think about folks trying to blame Rusty for OKC being 0-3 since he came back?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Go first. That's fine.
I think nothing about it, actually. They lost three games. This is the process of him getting back into NBA shape, just like his preseason.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
I think they right. It's his fault they 0-3 since he came back. Because he's not all the way there yet.
Yeah, he's just working his way back into it. So
it's part of what it's going to happen. Like, what y'all think he's going to come back at 100%?
Yeah, and I think they accepted that, knowing putting him back into the starting lineup.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Kevin Durant's still not ready to carry the team by himself.
I mean, the thing is, KD put up better numbers, and they had a good record without Russy, but they weren't, to me, still a contender, and I think anybody with any real basketball IQ realizes that. And even with Westbrook back in the lineup, I still don't think they're going to win a championship. So it was just one of those, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, they got a lot of flaws. They needed, ironically, I don't know how the Clippers got Big Baby Glenn Davis.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got Granger. Like,
good grief.
Those were two pickups that OKC needed. Mm-hmm. Because Perkins just went out. So Big Baby would have replaced him. Only he more athletic and not as angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Granger.
And all these dudes got were Caron Butler.
Yep. Like this.
And the Heat didn't get anybody yet, did they?
I don't think they went out and got anybody.
Crazy.
They re-signed. You know, Greg Oden was only signed for half a season.
Yeah.
And so they re-signed him for the remainder of the season.
Right. Yeah. They gave an extension.
And what they did was they had a meeting with his knees.
Right. The left knee was like, I'll re-sign for the rest of the season. And the right knee was like, I'll do it with an opt out for the playoffs option.
Yep.
They said, close enough.
And I can only play 12 minutes a game, even if I'm starting. Doesn't matter if I start.
Man, I was playing NBA 2K the other day, and you know how it does auto substitutions?
Yep.
And I came into the second quarter, and Greg Oden was in. I was like, no, take him out, take him out. I was like, you might get bumped knees. No. Get out of the paint, Greg, get out of the paint. I was shooting threes with Greg. I was like, can't get hurt out here.
Yep. But all that being said, I think Kevin Durant, if he recognizes Russ is not where he needs to be, Kevin Durant can be like, give me the ball.
Yeah.
And Russ would give him the ball, but Durant's not saying that. So if you want to blame the losses on anybody,
blame it on Durant
for not saying, give me the ball more like I had it. We'll work you into the system.
Plus, Russie normally don't say shit to KD. Normally, he'd be mad at the other dudes.
Yep.
Like when they do some dumb shit, he'd be like, nigga, just let me shoot then. You're going to do some dumb shit. But anyway, man, we'll see y'all next week. Another show we made 2 hours out of nothing. It's like what we do, baby.
Turn nothing into something.
Balls deep, man. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, peace.
Peace.